Welcome to the Analytics Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara, diving into a little bit of some of the advanced metrics for this class. And some of the advanced metrics for the running back position include yards per route run. This is a pro football focus stat, which we can use. We have a media partnership agreement with them to use some of their data. So I can talk about it and dive into it a little bit more. So this is a podcast specifically focused on that. So what I've done in terms of looking at this, I've sort of broken down some different years and I have data going back to 2015. So all of the data that I'm going to refer to is how these players rank in relation to past draft classes. Okay, so it's past draft classes in terms of running backs that were drafted since 2015. And the sample's not huge, but I think it gives us some idea of some of the relativity. So I would say, first and foremost, there's, I think, a couple of standout things in this class. So I know Najee Harris has been talked up as being a big-time player. There is, pretty accurate in terms of all the things, right? I'd be interested to see how he tests, but he's been a big time producer. One thing I would note, there's some talk about how good of a pass catcher he is. He is a very good one. So 64th percentile in terms of where he ranks among drafted guys. So that's very good. When you look at this class, there is a lot of guys here that are actually pretty good. Notably, and this is one of the reasons that prompted this, was I saw Travis Etienne tweeted about today and oh, he's overrated and yada yada film yada da. Well, if when you look at Travis Etienne, he's 89%, right? So there's a big difference there. Again, I think it's relative, right? So if you're extremely high, that's great. If you're extremely low, that's probably bad. This is one of the indicators on Clyde Edwards-Helaire that was like, maybe not so efficient. This is with that indicator. So I would say with Najee Harris, right, he's above average. So he sort of checks the box. To say he's a Travis Etienne, he's better than Travis Etienne, I think is a bridge too far. And one of the things I look at is basically is the yards per route run, and then I broke it down by year. So Etienne, he ran, basically top 50% in 3 out of 4 years, and then he had top 88% performance in the past 2 years, 88 and then 92% performance last 2 years. So that's really, and that's on pretty high volume. So I look at the yards per route run, and then I actually look at the market share of the routes run for running backs. So you can take and say, hey, you know, who is doing well on their targets? And at the same time, who is actually involved, right? Because there's a difference between someone doing really well on 5% and someone doing very good on, you know, we'll call it, 75%, right? So that's a pretty big difference there in terms of what it tells us, right? If someone's really efficient but not used, that's a sample size concern. If someone's really efficient or very efficient and used a lot, that's probably a good indication. So again, Etienne above 64% in market share of routes run the last 3 years. So that's, those are very good numbers, 81, 87% the past 2 years. So we like where he's at in terms of running a ton of routes and being highly productive. So again, if you just sort of rank him, he's up there really, really on both of those. So that's a pretty good indication he's a good pass catcher. One person that did stick out in some of the data is Javonte Williams as well. So there's some rushing numbers for him that are pretty good. As well, we'll get into him. He's one of the best after contact in the NFL. So you really are in this class. So you really like that. Market share of routes run, 48 and then 67 percentiles the last couple of years. So that's good, right? I mean, that's in terms of the routes that he's running. That's a lot of That's a lot of productivity. So I think Javonte Williams is probably, you know, he's on that day two spectrum right now. If he's a round three guy, he's probably going to be a top three running back in this class. We'll see as this goes on a little bit further. I think there's a pretty good analytics case that he can go, maybe not necessarily over ETN, but belongs much more in that conversation than he does way off the back. So again, this is an early assessment, but that would be just something I'd look for. A couple other guys of note here. Kylan Hill he's a little bit on the older side, so he'll be 23. But he does have two seasons, actually all four seasons up above 57 percentile in terms of his yards per route run. So firmly above average. When you look at it, he had kind of an interesting arc to his career. So early 12%, the late part of his career, 19th percentile in terms of market share route run. So he wasn't used a ton. I think there was an injury involved there as well. But the middle 2 years, 68% and 80th percentile in terms of market share of route runs. So we like that profile. So that's a good one. I think we're going to note there. So he's one we're definitely on the watch for. Some other guys I think that are popping up in this class. Michael Carter out of North Carolina is 51, 56, 48, and then 86th in terms of yards per route run percentile rank over his 4 years. So good from a young age, really takes off his final year. He's 71st percentile in terms of yards per route run amongst drafted guys since 2015. So again, we like to see that. He was there with Javonte Williams as well. So both checking the box there in terms of being pass catchers. We'll sort of see how the NFL views both of them, but I think those are both interesting names to look at. Some other guys here, Ty Chandler as well, 68th percentile. He's more of a middling in terms of some of the usage, and you know, he started off better. So 16-17, he was 17-18, excuse me, his freshman and sophomore year, he was up north of 85th percentile. So that's very good in terms of yards per route run. Again, good at a young age, very good. And then when you sort of look at, he fell off pace a little bit the past 2 years. So he'll be a 23-year-old rookie. Again, that's probably a profile we're not necessarily in love with. But that's interesting in terms of looking for guys that can, you know, can play in some way, shape, or form. That's an interesting one. Let's see here. Some more guys. CJ Verdell's a guy that I sort of tracked a little bit out of Oregon. He is basically been above average in terms of his passing game usage, in terms of his routes run. And he's been 66th percentile in terms of his yards per route run over his college career. So that's good. Now, like I said, Najee Harris, 64th percentile. That's also pretty good in terms of everything else that he does, right? To say that he's this dynamic two-way player in terms of receivers, like maybe that's – we don't say that he's in some of the sphere of some of the other pass catchers, Jonathan Taylor and some of those other guys, who had really strong profiles in that regard. But two pretty good seasons, lots of usage, and above average. So we like to see that combination as well. Trey Sermon is a guy I think is going to be pretty interesting in terms of there could be a range on his draft pedigree. So that's one that we'll sort of see where he goes. But you look 58th percentile in terms of yards per route run. And he was kind of all over the place in terms of some of his usage. Again, the change of teams and all that stuff. But look, he produces at or above average and or at or above median and 4 years at two different schools. So you kind of know that he can sort of check that box. So that's good. That is a good sign there for him. Some other guys here, Josh Johnson really sticks out, but again, that's pretty low volume, so that's a little bit of a concern. Chuba Hubbard, 47th percentile in terms of his yards per route run, so just below the median there. As a smaller guy, you know, you need kind of that, you want that in terms of him. He got worse each year in terms of yards per route run, and he had a big uptick in usage 2 years ago. He ran 97% of their, he was 97th percentile in terms of market share of routes run, so running a ton of routes, but not particularly efficient. Then you see a drop in both his usage and efficiency in his final year. So that's a notable caution. There would be the thing that I would say if there was going to be a positive above average in both above median in terms of both market share and yards per route run as a freshman. So that's kind of the positive if you're looking for that there. Some other guys here. Let's see here. Jamar Jefferson is a guy that's name's bouncing around a little bit. Lots of usage, but inefficient. So that would be a caution there. He was basically 32nd in terms of 32nd percentile. So, you know, below that median, not necessarily what we're loving there. Guy's name, Javon Hawkins, too. His name, I've seen his name bounce around too. Lots of usage the past 2 years, not particularly efficient. So 31st percentile in terms of yards per route run. So not great there. Some of the other guys here down at the bottom, BJ Emmons out of FAU, 11th percentile in terms of yards per route run. He'll be 24 years old. Let's see here. Who else? So that's pretty much the notable guys in terms of other guys. Kenneth Gainwell, too, I should have mentioned him, was 97th percentile, so excellent. Didn't play this past year. Very good in terms of yards per route run. Best one in the class. Tons of market share, so you really like that coming out of Memphis. So, again, they've produced some guys. They've produced some dudes, so that's good. A couple other guys here that I missed on the first swing through. Ramondre Stevenson out of Oklahoma, 83rd and 93rd percentile when you sort of stack him up against the entire class and the entire drafted guys since 2015, 95th percentile. So you like that in terms of his role there. Again, not a ton of usage there, but there were other players you could sort of say, okay, sufficient when he got the opportunity. Malik Davis, 92nd percentile. Again, not a huge amount of usage there in terms of his profile. So he's a little bit more of a caution. And then Jafar Armstrong as well, pretty good in terms of his usage. Not a ton of, in terms of his efficiency, not a ton of usage. So that would be the concern there. So, so that'll pretty much do it there.
So until next time, continue embracing the variance, and we'll talk again very soon.